Pink Elephants, written by Flammen Kobold and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Kane and Feels podcast. Rating, 10 and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Summary. The drugs are not making him see pink elephants. The Brutus might as well, because Kane is kissing Jenny, both of them precariously perched on Brutus' thighs. Taking drugs with all three of them in the same room, him, Luce, and Jenny, was a bad idea. Or a very good idea. It was an idea, at the very least. A persistent one at that. Normal drugs only. Well, normal in a sense, not the type Kane uses. The ones that make you see even funnier things than pink elephants. Except it's not pink elephants Feels is seeing. Might as well be, though, because Kane is kissing Jenny. Both of them precariously perched on his thighs. Brutus feels his well tilting some more, and isn't sure if it's the drugs, or the surreality, or just gravity. It's just then that he remembers he started it, scooping both of them up in his arms, because having them both there fills him with joy, and he's reached the part of being high where his emotions go too bubbly to contain. Or maybe Jenny started it. Jenny definitely started the kissing. Or he can blame it on Kane for bringing out the weed while Jenny was over. Anyhow, there's kissing now, and not just Jenny and him kissing, or him and Kane kissing, but Jenny and Kane kissing. Which reminds him that he hasn't even had the chance to kiss Luce yet, and that seems very unfair when Jenny gets to. And he's pretty sure Kane isn't even into pretty dames, and Jenny isn't into Kane. "I didn't think you were into dames," he blurts out. And that stops them kissing. They simultaneously turn towards him and stare for a long second, before Jenny finally cracks up, clinging to Kane's arm and to Feel's shoulder. "She's hardly a dame," Kane says. "Hey!" Jenny manages to get out between peals of laughter that nearly send her toppling back onto the couch. "She's more of a dame than you are," Brutus says defensively. "Just because I have my preferences doesn't mean I'm overly fussy about the packaging," Kane sniffs. "But you are fussy about everything." They bicker back and forth until Jenny finally gets her bearings together and brings her mouth up to Kane's ear.
I think what Brute is trying to say," she stage whispers, "is that he wants to kiss you too."
How she got that out from what Brutus has been saying is beyond him. But then Jenny is magical in her own right. "God's man, why didn't you say so?" Luce leans down and nearly tips himself and Jenny over if it weren't for Brutus clinging to both their hips as they still precariously balance on his knees. The angle of the kiss is awkward, and everything else is awkward, but it's also everything he's made a point of not imagining kissing Lucifer Kane would be. A little insane, and like a drug trip in its own right. Jenny being there is a surprise, though. The end. This was recorded for ITPE 2025 as a gift to Katie Hart.